Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity High Performance HR and Business Solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila!
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Stub my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of things there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, you can watch, you can ask questions, you can check out the poll questions, subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Neil Smith is our guest, folks. He's the CEO of Promontory Growth and Innovation. He is the author of How Excellent Companies Avoid Dumb Things. That's what we're trying to do right now is to help you learn from the things that he has learned. Neil, tell us, folks, how they can find your book, which is really taken off in the last week that it's been out, and how we can find you as well, your own website.
Well, my book is actually on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, pretty easy to find. I think I understand Barnes & Noble are putting it on their end tables this week. So
good.
Even if you walk into your local store, you should be able to
People do still do that, don't they?
They do. I like to do that, Jim. I'll tell you, and the coffee in my local Barnes & Noble is good, too. And my website is neilsmithinsights.com, all one word,
all right.
neilsmithinsights.com.
And that's the Smith like we spell it over here, folks, not with a Y like they spell it in England, right? right now.
That's exactly right. It's Alabama Smith.
And, Neil, folks, the book is How Excellent Companies Avoid Dumb Things. Neil, as I said in the opening segment before you got here,
You know, I've sure done plenty of dumb things with my small business. I'm still making payments on some of my mistakes, Neil. And that's what we want to do. We want to help folks avoid some of the dumb things that they do. What are some other things that you've learned that you talk about in your book that you've observed companies doing that were really dumb?
Well, it's not just the dumb things. The other big thing I've observed, Jim, is that the answer to avoiding them is right at home. It's actually the employees in the organization. You know, I've worked in companies big and small, but one of the recent companies I worked with was Bank of America, and, you know, when we released our process there, the chief executive announced the company had come up with 150,000 ideas for change, and that's just in one company. And so what that suggests is that, you know, your own employees in your organization know what things you need to do to change, to avoid doing dumb things.
So basically, you're saying get the feedback from the people who are on the ground, seeing the cogs turn and the wheels move, and who are flipping the switches and seeing the things that aren't working. They're not in their ivory tower. They're down there where the rubber meets the road, aren't they?
That's absolutely right. And you know, companies are full of experts. They're on the ground floor. They know exactly what the company does well and what the company doesn't do so well. And they also can suggest ways to change.
Why don't more companies do that? Is it the human thing?
I think it's both the barriers again, isn't it, Jim? I mean, it's the human thing, but it's also because it's kind of hard to do. You know, if you release 150,000 ideas at a big company, you've got to do something with those. And you can't sort of ask people for their ideas and then not act on them.
Right.
Because, you know, that reduces your credibility. So it's... getting people to put ideas forward is pretty easy, but figuring out how to act on them is actually quite difficult.
Right, right. Well, and that's exactly right. And of course, the bigger your company is, the farther away the ultimate decision maker is from that last mile employee. But believe it or not, Neil, with small businesses where we're not that far away from the last mile employee, it's still difficult for some reason. For small businesses to just go out and talk to their employees, ask them what they think, and then believe them when they tell you these things.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And one of the barriers, of course, Jim, is poor use of time. And, you know, in a small business, time is your enemy. I mean, you don't have enough hours in the day to do all the things that you need to do, and it's a question of prioritizing those things.
Right, absolutely. One of the things you talk about is I want to come back to this thing about change, because we talked about that at the end of the last segment. The change is not different today than it was 2,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel. The difference, the thing that's creating so much anxiety among folks running businesses today, is not the change; it's the velocity of change. How quickly each generation of change is replaced with a new one. Don't you think that's the issue?
No, that's exactly right. You know, I was seeing my 18-year-old daughter graduate from high school this weekend, and one of the speakers just pointed out to me something obvious that I hadn't really thought about. We don't use maps anymore, right? I mean, just a stupid little thing like that. Our entire lives, I think, have changed since... 10 years ago, and I don't see the prospect of that pace of change slowing down.
Wow, no maps, huh? What you mean because we have the GPS and everything?
Exactly right, yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, you know, when was the last time I used a map? And I couldn't remember.
Right. Well, and there are a lot of things like that, but and these are, they're generational issues too these days. This is another thing that I think is affecting businesses. I've never seen a time in my long career when we had as many different generations in the marketplace as we do now. What do you think?
No, that's absolutely right. And you know, in a funny sort of way, there are more generations in a sense, right? Because people are getting older.
Yep.
So now it's not unusual to have great-grandfathers around, and
right.
Some of them even still working, I mean, which is quite remarkable.
Right. Hey, Neil, come back again real soon, will you?
Jim, I've enjoyed. I always enjoy listening to your show, and I hope your listeners have got a little bit out of it as well. Appreciate it.
I'm sure they have. Come back again real soon. The book is called "How Excellent Companies Avoid Dumb Things" by Neil Smith with Patricia O'Connell. Take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.